on Monday with the portal. And again, this isn't the first year of the portal, but it's kind of interesting because they narrowed the window. So it was more of a stampede, and Monday was the beginning of the stampede. Did you get dizzy?
Yes, I did. Well, there's a couple of reasons, Bill. Think about how many people entered the portal, and then how it's set up now because they have a smaller window. So if you were, you know, a guy that's senior or your coach has left, you could enter it at any time prior to this. But as soon as the window opened, and they open it up like this time period during the bowl season, so you see all these people rushing into the portal. And we have been kind of talking about this before. You know, last year was like 2,000. I'm just using a number. I can't remember the exact number. This year, I think it's going to be it's going to probably be 3,000 people that go into the portal. And then how many of them are actually going to end up somewhere? It just doesn't make sense. And then it's bowl season. So if you're a bowl team, you're still coaching and working. And it's crazy. And then you have the early signing period on top of that. So it's all kind of factors that make it just – it's asinine how they set it up. It doesn't make sense at all, and that's why you got this rush of people that will go into the portal, and then we may never hear from some of these guys.
Buck, I was just talking. Everybody said this was a good idea. Let the players be free. Let them, if they're not happy or maybe they've got problems back at home, don't hinder them. Let them go. Let them be free. Coaches can pack it up. And we just got the other side of this. Deion Sanders walks into that auditorium, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically tells that entire Colorado team, all of you, jump in the portal. I encourage you, jump in the portal. That's the other side of this.
Deion's telling them what most coaches have done, and you don't get to see them tell folks that. You know, I mean, so you think about it at USC, how many guys left last year? 40, 50, something crazy. So the only thing that's different with Deion is that you heard it. But that goes on all the time, and I think that's the reason why the – so here's the thing, Bill. Why do we have the early signing period? If we're going to have this transfer portal, let's go back to the February time period and get rid of this early signing crap because you got the portal and then you got that. And that's why you see all of these guys getting out of this thing and make it – there's advantages to the transfer portal, but there's also things that are happening where it looks asinine – because you don't have the time. And that's why if you're a smaller school, you can't compete sometimes with the bigger schools because you don't have guys waiting and can make sure they set up the names and who's going and who's what like the bigger schools can. It's really about – and this whole thing, the schools that have the wherewithal, they can then say, look, we know who's coming. This is the guy we put on our team or we would accept. But these other schools are like, it's a five-star guy. You know, they don't have the chance to really do the homework and the due diligence to see if the guy's really a good player or not. It's crazy.
Buck, we're about to hit a break. Can you stay through a couple of minutes?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, Charles Arbuckle with us. And I'm going to ask you, Buck, quarterbacks – in the portal, and I don't – yeah, there's the music. But when we come back, I'm going to get Buck to evaluate if he has a favorite quarterback in the portal right now. We'll go through a couple of these guys. There's some guys that can come in and kind of bridge the gap if you're needing a quarterback for a year or something. Guys that have put up a million yards in their career that are in that portal. We'll talk about it with Buck as we come back. Gator Dave, top of hour two, Griff hour three, Tuesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Yeah. Good morning. Watching it build pretty good now on 24 and leaving Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area. Same goes for I-40 in Mount Julia. They're still working a reg 65 southbound at the North Loop. That's aggravated that traffic even more so on 65 south there at Trinity Lane, where we also have an accident where people are driving by staring at. Nash Painting is Middle Tennessee's number one residential and commercial painters. NashPainting.com. Check them out today. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Slim's Tender Mac Bowls are back. We start with a three cheese blend to make our delicious mac and top it with chopped hand-breaded tenders and Colby Jack cheese. Try the Tender Mac Bowl meal or the Buffalo Tender Mac Bowl meal, both served with Texas toast and a medium drink. But hurry, they're only around for a limited time. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher.
Who's grumpy this morning?
Coach, I'm not grumpy.
John, I mean, hey, John.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of your butt. Get yourself in a better mood.
I'll do my best, Coach. Thanks for the pep talk.
Okay.
You just made a promo for him.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
The portal. Devin Leary, NC State. DJU, Hudson Card, Jeff Sims, Spencer Sanders. I'm leaving some out. Those are just random. Buck, is there a favorite in that group for you? That's a tough question, I know.
No. So Hudson Card, Spencer Sanders, and DJU,
Jeff Sims. Yeah. Luke Altmyer at Ole Miss. I mean.
Oh, wow. Hudson Card or Sims are kind of interesting to me. You know, and because I think both of them would have more than just 1 year, right? I think they both have a couple of years, if I'm thinking about it.
Think so, yeah.
DJ is interesting as well. I think if you put DJ in the right situation, he's shown that he can really play well. I mean, I know he didn't do it consistently at Clemson, but I'm having a thought that he's going to be back on the West Coast, and you got to just think, what school is he going to end up at, you know?
Buck, there's a lot of rumors about your school. I don't know if that's accurate, but there's a bunch of that out there.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to go with Chip. I mean, I know the biggest piece, anytime anybody's going to transfer out west, they go to USC and UCLA, allegedly, supposedly in that whole scenario. And I know he was recruited by UCLA before. Could be. I just think, I don't know if that sounds too easy, right? So then I start thinking, well, maybe it's somewhere else besides one of the California schools.
He's not going to get to play at USC.
Oregon with Bo Nix gone. He could definitely go to Oregon.
Yeah.
Would be a spot. So, yeah. I think DJ Sims and those two, to me, kind of stand out in that group just because they have more time. Like, you don't have to rush and get them in for 1 year and think they're going to be gone after that.
Hudson Card, Buck, is a tough guy. Now, I think he's probably a better athlete than Quinn Ewers. He does not have the arm talent, clearly, that Quinn Ewers has. But he's a guy that will come in and fight you to the last breath. I know that.
Yeah. And that's the thing. If you're a team that's looking for a quarterback and you don't have one, it's a great opportunity. I guess you should say the best situation is Shedeur Sanders, because he's going to go to Colorado, right? They have nobody on that roster.
Right.
So it's pretty obvious. Deion has already said, look at your quarterback, even before the portal opened for him. But nonetheless, Hudson Card is a kid that, he competed really well there, didn't get the opportunity to hold on to the job. And now we're talking about Quinn Ewers. Is he going to be able to hold on to it with Arch Manning coming in? You know, that's the problem you now start having with the portal from a quarterback situation. Some guys stick around, like Max Duggan. Think about his trials and tribulations, and now he's finally starting and got TCU into the college football playoff before Texas and Texas A&M. Nobody would ever thought that, right? When you think about Texas schools, you automatically go to Texas and Texas A&M, not TCU. So not that he's a transfer guy, I'm just saying the opposite of the transfer. He stayed, wasn't even the starter at the beginning of the year, Bill. I mean, I called their game early in the year at Tarleton State, and Tad Morris' son Chandler was supposed to be the starter. He never just could get healthy, and once Max held onto the job, he held on to it. So I'm interested to see, how the transfer portal works for quarterbacks. I'm glad you asked that question, because there's a few in there that can come out on the other side. And, you can see, like, Spencer Sanders. I was a little shocked by that. I knew he wasn't going to go play in the league yet. He just didn't have quite, he wasn't ready for that. But I didn't see him transferring. I just didn't.
Buck, appreciate your time, sir. We'll see you next Tuesday.
All right, man. Have a good one now. Bowl season's here, right?
I hear you, man.
All right, take care.